This title is actually quite interesting. In Russian, it is Ruskaya, which means Russian, Pravda. And this Russian word Pravda is a complicated word. In part, it means law, but it also means truth, and it also means justice. And embedded in the title alone, one can see the sense that there are universal truths, universal standards that need to be applied to a country. Concretely, what Pestel had in mind was an even stronger state than envisioned in the Constitution Muravyov wrote for the Northern Society. In his view, for 10 years after the revolution, there would be a very strong dictatorship, one that could bring about major changes in society. And even after that, a very centralized authoritarian state would exist, though entirely democratic, not even a supreme functionary whose power came through heredity. The logic in all of this was clear and fairly typical of Russian thought, though not unique to Russia, namely the idea that only a powerful, centralized state could ensure Russia's progress. And this is what needs to be emphasized. Progressive change was really the point here. The Decembrists made it clear that their goal was to really increase citizenship. This was the heart of their idea. And this meant, above all for them, the rights of individuals. In many ways, these were Western liberals, strongly influenced by Western ideas. In all their programs, they talked about the absolute essential nature of having basic civil rights, freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, and not surprisingly, and not uniquely, they were vehemently opposed to serfdom, the ultimate violation of the freedom and dignity of the individual. Now, these programs, these first formal manifestos for radical change coming from the Decembrists, are of course important, but they really only tell us something about the outward forms of this Decembrist movement. They really tell us little about human meanings, about deeper ideas, about how these ideas grew out of their lives, and what these things meant as feelings and visions of transforming Russia. And to give you some idea of this more human level of the meaning of the Decembrist rebellion, I want to spend the rest of the time with really one single Decembrist, an important one, a man whose name was Nikolai Turgenev, born in 1789, the very moment of the French Revolution, died in 1871. He was one of the organizers of the Northern Society, and of a whole series of secret societies in St. Petersburg that had preceded it. In 1826, for his role as one of the leaders of the Northern Society, which was the main instigator of the rebellion on Senate Square, he was sentenced to be decapitated. In fact, however, he took no part in the actual uprising. He had actually left Russia a year before, a fact which, needless to say, saved his life. It also prevented him from returning home ever again. Although it's worth noting that in 1855, he was pardoned by Alexander II, he chose to remain in Western Europe at that point. Now, one of the reasons Turgenev is so especially interesting, besides being a leader of the Northern Society and one of its leading thinkers, is that he kept an extensive diary of his thoughts and experiences throughout his life. A diary which was written, I should note, not just in Russian, but in French, in English, and in German, reflecting how thoroughly westernized the elite had become, even in his private thoughts, he wrote in multiple languages. First thing to keep in mind is that Turgenev, and this applies to the other Decembrists as well, did not suffer socially or materially in Russia in any way. In fact, they were among its most privileged citizens. They were generally members of the nobility, often the highest ranks of the nobility. They were well-educated. They were young. They had good careers ahead of them. For example, Pavel Pestel, the fairly radical leader of the Southern Society, was the son of an official in the government who became Governor General of Siberia, one of the most powerful government officials, and himself was a colonel in the army. Turgenev, the man I want to focus on, was an up-and-coming government official during Alexander I's reign. Though he was a young man, only in his 20s, he was already a member of the very powerful State Council, this body of expert advisors, and he was head of a department within the Ministry of Finance. And indeed, had he not been a Decembrist rebel, it is probably likely he would have eventually been the Minister of Finance. He had a very good education in finance and economics as well.